From NPR News, it's Day to Day. In Washington, House leaders are about to attack their brothers and sisters across the Capitol. They've announced new hearings where they will say what is wrong with the Senate immigration bill. That's a bill also favored by President Bush. We have more now from NPR's David Wellner.
Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he would also chair the conference committee that would iron out the differences between the House and Senate's competing immigration bills. But so far, there is no such conference committee. Instead, Specter found himself yesterday in an almost surreal position, presiding over a hearing on a bill the Senate's already passed.
It would be our preference to be conferring with the House of Representatives on the immigration matter, as opposed to setting aside the month of August for hearings, and I do not believe we are engaging in dual hearings.
In fact, this was the second time in less than a week that Specter had held a hearing on the Senate's finished bill. Last week, the venue was Philadelphia. It's all tit for tat with House Republicans, who had their own hearings last week in California and Texas to pick the Senate's bill apart. Senator Patrick Leahy is the Judiciary Panel's top Democrat.
And the lines seem clear. The anti-immigrant faction oppose a fair and comprehensive approach. They seem to abhor establishing a pathway to earn citizenship, and they seem to think it's going to help them in upcoming elections. I would hope not.
But in this battle of the bills, House GOP leaders claim to be winning.
It's clear that Senate Democrats and Republicans alike are moving away from the Reid Kennedy bill and toward the House position.
That's House Majority Leader John Boehner at a news conference that competed with Specter's hearing. It was to announce a series of House hearings on the Senate immigration bill this month, starting with one next week that's been titled, Should We Embrace the Senate's Grant of Amnesty to Millions of Illegal Aliens and Repeat the Mistakes of the Immigration and Control Act of 1986?
Each of these hearings will be looking at additional provisions in the Reid Kennedy bill that raise serious concerns. House Republicans want to enact a strong illegal immigration bill that strongly enforces our border and enforces our immigration laws.
That enforcement-only approach was rejected, though, at yesterday's Senate hearing by the Bush administration's star witness, Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez.
The more this issue becomes one of enforcement only, we are driving them farther and farther underground. And what we want, for our national security, is to drive them above the shadows so we know who they are.
Still, some senators from both parties are broaching a possible deal with the House, a compromise immigration bill focusing first on enforcement actions. Here's California Democrat Dianne Feinstein.
I would be one that would say have the border enforcement go into play and have a brief hiatus for the rest of the bill to go into play.
But first, another problem must be resolved. The House is using a procedural glitch in the Senate's bill to insist it's not ready to go to conference. And two Republican senators who oppose their own chamber's bill are blocking efforts to fix the glitch. So as the majority party continues its internal struggle, the immigration bill the president called his top priority this year may not be going anywhere before the fall elections. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
We'll be right back.